Let's remember together some of the greatest TV and movie stars of yesteryear with the woman who knew them. Mary Jane Popp hosted radio and TV shows for nearly 5 decades, meeting these stars and getting them to share their real-life stories. You'll meet them up close and personal as Mary Jane searches her extensive archives for the best and brightest real star talk on Pop Star Talk. And here she is, Mary Jane Popp.
Hi, Mary Jane Popp here. We're back with another great show from my star archive. And this time we take you back to a time when there were basically 3 channels, NBC, CBS, and ABC, maybe an independent there someplace. There were many family shows at the time. And one that stood out was Family Affair, with great stars like Brian Keith, Sebastian Cabot, and the vivacious Kathy Garver, who played Sissy. Now, with me for this look back is my producer, Kenneth Segura-Noll. Hard to imagine only 3 channels when there are now hundreds to choose from, right, Ken?
Well, I'm not that old, Mary Jane.
Oh, yeah, right.
I do not remember only 3 channels.
Okay, sure, Ken.
I even remember black and white television. So
me too.
But that's all we could afford was a black and white 19-inch television. Now we got hundreds of channels, and every time we go shopping, my wife wants a bigger TV, you know. I said, how much bigger do you need? We have a 75-inch television. She said, well, they have 85-inch television.
Yeah, but do you have a room big enough, or else your nose is right up against the screen? But
yeah, we do have enough room back, but the wall, we have to take pictures down every time we get a new TV, you know. Anyway, we're here to talk about Kathy Garver.
Well, the series was on from 1966 to 1971. And I can't imagine, it's over 50 years old now. But she's still acting, does some TV, some film, some voiceover work. And actually, she was actually working on a spinoff of Family Affair called Aunt Sissy. And I don't know if that's come to fruition or not. I've got to call into her so that we can do an update and find out what she's doing. Because she's still very, very active and recently was into doing a movie and all that kind of thing. But the best way is for her to tell you and me and our listeners the story. So let's get to meet Kathy Garver, with this theme song from Family Affair. Well, it was a time when TV was gentler. It was the 60s and 70s, and TV families were closer and perhaps at times less dangerous. And this theme featured that time with a series called Family Affair. It was a star cast, and we all remember that adorable Sissy, of course, Kathy Garver. But those times are gone. But Sissy isn't. She's got several projects going, including a movie that premiered Saturday called Yellow Bird. Here's what Kathy had to say about the movie.
True love, the one person they can't live without. If you find that joy, you're the luckiest person in the world. And if you don't, you're eternally screwed.
So come on down to the grand reopening of the Yellow Bird at Bailey Heights. We're more than just your average grocery store. We're family!
I love the idea of that movie. It is fantastic. I've seen the trailer, and it premiered this last Saturday in Orinda at the Orinda Theater. Kathy, how are you?
Great, Mary Jane. How about you?
Hanging in there, you know.
It's a good thing to do.
Yeah, it's all we can do. Now, last Saturday, April 1st, which I thought was a great day, you premiered Yellow Bird at the Orinda Theater. How did things go?
Great. It was so nice. And I arrived a little bit early because it was going to start at 12:30. And already people had been assembling. And I saw some of my friends that I hadn't seen for a while.
Aww.
It was interesting, speaking of family, because the the granddaughter of Roy Rogers, Julie Fox Rogers, was there, who is a friend of mine and her husband. And then Ron Field, who's the grandson of W.C. Fields, was there. So it was truly a family.
No kidding. Oh, that's great. I bet people just love the idea of seeing you because it brought back so many wonderful memories. You know what I mean? The 60s and 70s, let's be honest, it was a gentler time.
Well, it was indeed. And even though there was a lot going on, there was a lot of flux in the 60s and the Vietnam War and some protests. But it was, even the protests were tame. They weren't violent. They weren't stemming from the bitter anger that we see kind of today. And that's really unfortunate because people, I think, have the right to say what they want to say it. But they also have to be respectful of each other and what other people have the right to say. Hello.
Yeah.
What a concept.
Well, it does drive me crazy because it's like, well, I don't agree with you. Okay, you don't agree with me? Boom, you're done. You know, you're dead. And it's like, what? This is insane. I thought we could always disagree. That was the whole idea of this country. Everybody has an opinion, you share, and then you compromise on it.
Right. You know, and now there's just such division and divisiveness and people trying to even bring up things that they know would divide people.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's too bad. But we in the entertainment business, you know, we try and keep up the spirit and make really good movies. Yellow Bird is an inspirational movie, I think, on many levels. And a lot of the relatable characters, each of whom are going through their own trials and tribulations, are able to resolve them and find a community of people.
How did you get involved in the project? How did you get involved?
Well, I had an ex-manager call me, and they were already shooting this movie, which was up in Reading. And the person that was playing my role, Rachel Rush, had to drop out. And they said, so who are we going to get? My manager, ex-manager, who was working on the project, says, I know the perfect person for you. And so I talked to the producer, I talked to the director, and they said, well, you're absolutely right. Come on up. So that's really, I mean, that's how I got Family Affair, too. I mean, they were already shooting the pilot, and then the girl that they hired, for some reason, they didn't want to use, or she couldn't do it. So it's not that people are desperate to hire for the role. Like, oh, I'll come in. I'm always up for something. But you know, it has many of my best roles have come about that way.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Now, when you did Family Affair, I didn't know you were 20 years old, but you played a 15-year-old. Could you always look younger?
Well, it helps to be 5'1". I'm 5'1". I have this little baby face.
Uh-huh.
I have kind of a turn up nose in it and wide cheeks, and I think, and I have the energy also, still to this day, of I think a younger person. And those are just things that I was born with, and I've been a dancer, and so I still have that, I hate to say grace, but I do think that I walk with good posture, and I work on my posture. So all those things, they kind of come together to give you a younger look.
Absolutely. Now, as far as when you did Family Affair, just out of curiosity, what did you think? Brian Keith and, of course, Sebastian Cabot are both gone now. What did you think about them when you worked with them?
Oh, well, they were great. Brian was such a seasoned actor, and I had worked with him many, many, many years ago when I was a child, when he had a television series called The Crusader,
mm-hmm.
and he was crusading for freedom in the world, and I played a little waif, and so I saw him, you know, 15 years later, and here I was all grown up.
Aww.
He had just done so many wonderful movies, and with Charlton Heston, The Mountain Men, and then, of course, with Haley Mills in Parent Trap, so we got along great.
Fantastic. Now, that wasn't the first part you played, though. You were in the Ten Commandments, for gosh sakes.
Right. Law, yes. And not the silent version, I always say.
Oh, no.
Cecil B. DeMille. And again, I got this great part. I was just supposed to be an extra. He saw me as the extra. Cecil B. DeMille did, and he wrote scenes into the movie with Charlton Heston for me. That really started But, you know, if I had done one movie before that, I started out doing movies, and that was Night of the Hunter.
Oh.
With Charles Lawton, who is the director, and then Robert Mitchum and Lillian Gish and Peter Graves and Shelley Winters, this unbelievable cast.
Gee.
And so I really had a great intro into Hollywood.
I mean, how come you didn't work with the top stars? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Amazing. But, you know, there was some tragedy after the series ended, too, right?
Right, with Anita, and you see Drugs Today. And she died of an overdose, and Johnny Whitaker was on drugs and alcohol. And the kids, the teenagers today, it's so dangerous for them.
Oh, yeah.
Because of all the drug cartels and mixing fentanyl with regular prescription drugs. It really is a very serious problem, and hopefully we can do something about it.
Amazing.
It's not in my bailiwick to kind of solve the whole drug problem. I just try and do good films and television shows and inspire people and make people laugh and take them off to a comfort zone. I am now going to do a pilot plus two shows of TV dinners. And it's a talk show with cooking. And so we're having a couple segments, but we're going to have on guests from classic shows and also stars today who were their great fans, like Billy Bob Thornton absolutely loves Andy Griffith's show. So we're going to have like Clint Howard on and Billy Bob Thornton. And then there's a segment when we have a former CBS correspondent. He's absolutely great, Peter Ward, as a man on the street. You know, asking people what was your favorite show when you were growing up and why.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this other wonderful cooking segment with a lady from aisle three, how to make a dinner for four for under $10.
Whoa.
Because it's primarily like these TV dinners makeover. So it's a tribute to the kinder, gentler days with an upswing. And we have this adorable influencer who has like a million people's views, and he knows all about classic TV, and his YouTube is all about classic TV.
Oh,
so that's another dollop of you know how culture affected people back then and how it's affecting people now.
Amazing! Oh, I think that's fantastic. Now, when's that going to premiere?
Well, right now we are gathering where we're going to shoot it.
Oh, okay.
So we probably won't shoot it until the end of April. And I would think in June.
June, okay. Well, yeah. We're just going to have you back again so we can talk about it.
I would love to do that. I would love to talk to you, Mary Jane. You are uplifting and bright and energetic, and it's always a delight.
Well, you know what? I think so many people are kind of giving up. You know, it's like, oh, well, it's just the way it is. It's politics or it's, you know, the way the world is. You know what? But we can still make the world a little better, right?
We can make the world any way we want it. I mean, if we listen to our hearts and make our own lives as happy and as successful, I mean, we were talking, you know, it's one day at a time. But as you say, it's one step at a time. And it isn't that everything has to be, you know, wonderful, you know, right now. But if you start out with a nice kind of little attitude in the morning, like, oh, this can be a great day today. And
absolutely.
I'm so energized today and motivated. I'm just going to meet the day. And if there's anything really untoward that I can't deal with, I can deal with it.
Yeah.
I've got, you know, each of us have enough strength to deal with anything that gets in our way.
If you set your mind to it, but that's the whole thing. You got to really believe.
You have to believe. I do affirmations every morning, and that strengthens my belief. And if you do them every day, it's like a habit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do something every day, and eventually something happens.
Yes. And you hope for the best, right?
That's right. That's right.
I love it. You know, she has so much energy, Ken. It's unreal. The interview that I did, this interview, was back in 2023. So the pandemic was going on. And she still had this positive attitude. I don't know if you've seen her. There's a commercial on TV that she does for people who cannot hear well on the phone, and it'll show what they're saying at the same time while they're talking. Mm-hmm. And she has that bubbly thing. You know, it goes back to Sissy in Family Affair. That hasn't changed.
She's still the big sister.
Yes.
She was the big sister and, you know.
Yeah.
And has that same attitude that they came across in Family Affair.
Did you know, though, that they actually said the Family Affair had a curse on it? Did you ever hear that?
No.
Yeah. Because 3 of the 5 cast members all died very tragically. Brian Keith, he was 75. He committed suicide after his daughter passed away. And Sebastian Cabot, he was only 59 when he had a stroke and died. And then Sissy mentioned that Anissa Jones, 18 years old, overdose. So 3 of the 5 cast members, that was tragedy, you know, to a series that was so positive.
That's right. I guess there's no series reunion.
No, unfortunately, I don't think so. Or it's a very small one.
It's a small one.
Yeah. But it was great. It's talking to people who still have that energy. Don't you feel like when she talks, it was only a couple of years ago I did this interview, and it's like, oh my gosh, she still has the energy that she had on Family Affair. And I wonder if some of that doesn't come from inside. You know, it's a positive thinking, positive attitude. You don't just give up and crawl into a corner someplace.
Right. She mentioned affirmations, and every morning she does affirmations. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's very important in life. I tell my sister and different people who sometimes are feeling down, and I said, you know, did you wake up this morning and give thanks for what you have? You know, I think those positive affirmations get you through the day. But you know what's amazing is we're talking to people, and what they have to say is so current.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I guess our generation is not that dumb.
It is true. It hasn't changed that much. You know, there's divisiveness and all that. But I love the, like you said, these affirmations. I had someone on my show before, and they called it attitude of gratitude. In the morning, just be grateful for something. I usually say I'm grateful I woke up, you know. that's a good gratitude to have. But if we all did that, I think it would be so much more of a positive instead of you turn on the TV and you watch the news, and that's a mistake because it just gets you depressed for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I was telling my good friend of mine one time, he says to me, God, I got to cut the grass. I hate that. I said, no, you got to say, thank God I have a grass to cut.
Good.
Said you could be out in the desert, you know, and not have anything, you know. So
that's true. Yeah. That's true. I've actually talked to psychologists who say the one thing you shouldn't watch is the news just before you go to sleep, because it gets into your brain and then you can't sleep because you're thinking about it or wanting to make changes or whatever. So, but I guess, you know, as long as there are people like Kathy, you, me, we keep going. But, you know, Kathy has so much energy. It had to come from inside. So I asked her if she has a philosophy of life.
Mine is just to use every minute that I can and to use up all my talents before I die.
Yeah.
And to I'd like to light to use my life. Everyone has their own inner light. I like to light my own way, and hopefully I'm lighting other people's way on the way.
Mm. You know, it bothers me so much that so many people have a negative attitude about everything. You know, if they don't believe in it, then it's got to be bad. Instead of opening yourself up to all the possibilities of life and belief and, you know, why can't we do that? I mean, why are we so stuck in our ways? That's the whole thing.
Well, I think people start to get depressed. They look them around, you know, look around. I'm going to start turning off the news.
Yeah.
Something negative happens or something is bad in your relationship. And then they get depressed and they say, well, I don't scare. I'm just going to pull the covers over me and hide, you know, and not face. It takes some inner strength and just to know that the universe is big enough for everybody. And it's okay to make money too.
Yeah.
You know, the universe is endless. It has money and good things for everyone. You just have to tap into it.
Yeah. And I think it's tapping into what life is all about. It is, you know, looking to the future, looking, or just even day to day. I'm not saying you got to look 10 years down the line. No. But do the best you can for today because you don't know what tomorrow holds, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Today I'm having a good day because I'm talking with you.
Oh.
And then I'm going. I do a lot of things for the Hollywood Museum.
Oh, great.
And so today they're having the exhibit opening of Pets and Personality. And in April 11th, I believe, is National Pet Day.
Uh-huh.
But this pays a tribute to all of our actor animal friends. So there's Laffy Pete and Stanley Livingston and Barry Livingston. Are going to be there for my three sons.
Oh, nice.
But Stanley Livingston did Please Don't Eat the Daisy with, I forget the name of the dog, Tramp, I think. And then they had the dog on my three sons.
Oh.
So, and I gave them pictures with my dog, Coco, who unfortunately passed away about 6 months ago.
I'm sorry.
But I have some friends that made a cherished bear for me. I sent them, Kendall Lynn, back in Minnesota, and I sent them pieces of, well, not pieces, I sent them her little outfits and her little sweaters, and they used them to piece together a bear, a little teddy bear, which is comforting.
How
so I'm going to take that with me tonight on the red carpet.
Yeah.
They have a little red carpet, and I said, this is Coco. This is what Coco used to wear. But anyway, the Hollywood Museum is really super.
It is, and, yeah. I've been, and it's just amazing to look at how things have progressed. Just out of curiosity, what kind of doggy was Coco?
Cocker Spaniel. She was my fourth Cocker Spaniel, and now my kids that are 32.
Mm-hmm.
You already know about my daughter-in-law. She's having her birthday at the end of April. But anyway, I got them a black Cocker Spaniel for Christmas 4 years ago. So, Cubby is. I just play with Cubby at this week.
Well, you got to have, hey, Cat Sissy, Kathy, she's got to have another Coco.
Yeah.
Once you have, the dogs, they just don't ask for anything other than just give them some love and some kibble and they're happy.
Yes. They are just the most wonderful pets, and especially Cocker Spaniels. Of course, I'm prejudiced against them because that's what I've had. But they are so sweet and so comforting and they're smart and they're just a dear breed of dogs.
Oh, yeah. I have Sammies, Samoyeds, and two of the big fluffy white dogs. I have a thing about white dogs, and they're big and fluffy and I love them. But, I think we can take a lesson from animals, especially dogs. They don't think about yesterday. Or worry about it, and they don't think about tomorrow. They are living in the present, and we should take a lesson from that.
Well, that's true. If you happen to, admonish them for stealing something off the
table,
they come back, afterwards, and lick your hands.
Yeah,
is there anything left?
Like, Mom, I didn't mean to do that. And you
but
can't.
It's all forgotten the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. They just don't do that. And that is a lesson that humans need to learn. You just live in the present, do the best you possibly can, and hope for the best for tomorrow. And that's it. That's all you can do. So you got the pilot program for this. What's it going to be called, by the way?
It's called TV Dinners.
That is the name. Okay, TV Dinners. We'll have to look for that. On what network, do you know?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm not handling that part of it.
Okay. We'll get that the next time we have you on.
Yeah.
Any other projects?
I am doing another show for the NOS network. Now, that just debuted April the 3rd, and it was previously called Classic Reruns TV.
Okay.
So now it's on, and you just Google NOS, N-O-S-T, short for nostalgia, and then you can find out on what channel.
Oh,
playing. So I'm going to talk with them next week. I think what I'm doing for them is like TCM, uh-huh. So I'll do the intros and the outros for classic movies.
Oh, fun.
Because the channel is primarily classic television shows, classic movies. I think right now it was playing Around the World in the 90 days, and now I think they have Nazarene for Easter. But they have all the wonderful classic movies, classic TV, plus they have original programs.
Oh.
And not all the classic networks have that.
No.
So I think they're taking a step out. So we're talking about doing a couple original programs for them.
Oh, I think that's fantastic. You know, the movies, I love watching the classic movies because it drew you in. You got involved with those people because you could relate to those people. I'm not knocking all the Marvel newbies movies with, you know, the blasting and the, you know, fantastic events that they do and the CG and all that kind of stuff. But doggone it, the old movies had nothing. It was simple. And yet you were still drawn into that story. You wanted to know how things were going to turn out.
Well, that's because they had a story.
Yeah.
You look at the movies today, and all you see are the blasting of the special effects and this and that, or, you know, maybe trying to be too artistic or too creative and say, what, that was just a big mismatch of what?
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you don't start with a story, everyone has a story to tell. And they usually start with the beginning. This is how the story started, and this is what happened, and then that happened, and we were finally able to get out of that. But, you know, that can be simple, and that can be applied to movies today, but not a lot of the films do that.
Do you have a favorite movie?
Probably Gone with the Wind was my favorite movie.
Really?
I loved Gone with the Wind.
It was done so beautifully, you know?
It was. It was just gorgeous. And Tomorrow is Another Day.
Yes.
Which was the last lines of the movie,
and you know, I don't know, they just had something magic about them. Today's movies are like, well, you go see it, do you really remember? I love when at the Oscars they play the music themes from the movies. Do you remember any of the movies themes that were not written by John Williams? You know, it's just
a fabulous talent. I mean, and he didn't win this year. And I said, it's okay,
no.
John. I don't know how many Oscars you have won, but we'll give somebody else a chance here.
The movies, I mean, let's be honest about it. The music actually made the movies, don't you think?
Oh, yes. On so many times, because it just adds that so many people will respond to music. It's like the beat of your heart. It's mm-hmm. like even in Africa with the beat of the drum. And it's so intrinsic to us
mm-hmm.
to have that rhythm. And so I think that's one of the reasons that we are so drawn to music.
Absolutely. So yeah. If you can wave your magic wand. I know you got a lot of projects going, which is great. But if you could, you know, wave that magic wand, what would Kathy Garver want to do today or tomorrow? A project of some sort?
Well, I think the movie. We're working on another movie called The Broken Road, and I like this movie a lot. I play a ranch owner, and it's about my daughter and this fellow who has PTSD and the journey that they're on, and two broken people who I help and other people help, and we all find our way, and it has heart, and it has a story, and I would like to start doing that. I'm producing a couple movies and starring in them as well, but I'd like the Broken Road, it's called. So I'd like to get that to a particular network and start on that.
Now, you're such a cutie. What do you do to stay young? Because you look so young.
I do exercises every morning.
Okay.
It's called aging backwards. And for about 45 minutes, it's stretching and it's staying limber. And it, again, it's working on posture. And it makes me wake up in the morning, and it keeps me supple. And, you know, one of the big things about as you get a little older is falling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my poor husband fell 180 feet down a cliff.
Oh, my God.
But I mean, it is, you know, he's still recovering from this really horrendous fall. Oh. But I know so many people that have fallen, you know, broken hips, and it's balance.
Oh, yeah.
So if you can get your body balanced, and that is so helpful, and then that helps balance, you know, your mental abilities, your emotional abilities, and your spiritual ones as well.
Absolutely. Gosh, we got so many things more to talk about. Well, do you have a website?
I do.
Okay.
It's KathyGarber.com.
Oh, easy. Okay.
And yes, and my Facebook is the same. I'm so creative. Kathy, KathyGarber, KathyGarber.com. And I'll have my April newsletter coming out, and so people can follow where I'm going to be and what I'm doing and how they can tune in to this new network, NOS, and how TV Dinners is coming along.
Fantastic. Honestly, I'd love to have you back again because I love talking with you. It's just, we open up so many different topics, you know?
We do. We have a wonderful kind of synergy.
Yeah. It's true. I'm looking forward to our next time together. And thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mary Jane.
Take good care now. Stay well.
You too.
Once again, bye-bye. Kathy Garber, I mean, she's got so many things going.
Many, many things. This is, don't you think, she's 79 now, going on 30, Ken. You know, never stops.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's there. She's active. She's wanting to do things. She's got vision. She's got that big sister attitude.
You know, the other thing, we were talking about animals, our dogs, and I know you have two wonderful dogs, too, that you love. Almost every star that I talk to, if we got into talking about, they've got animals and they love their animals. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because they're not judgmental. You know, in this business, you're being judged every minute of the day, the way you look, the way you talk, the way you're doing. But the animals don't judge us. They just love to see us.
Well, you know, I say I can be gone 5 minutes or 10 minutes from the house. And when I get home, the dogs are just so excited to see me.
Yeah,
and I could be gone 2 weeks from home, and I get home, and my wife, it's like she's not that excited to see me.
I'll have to talk to Mandy about that.
Yeah. I want her to run and lick my face and look around and, you know, do what dogs do, you know.
Love it. And Kathy's written several books. One is The Family Affair Cookbook, Surviving Sissy, Ex-Child Stars, Family Affair Scrapbook. And then, of course, she's got these couple of movies. I really have to check in with her and see what she's doing because she's never going to stop, you know?
I definitely think we need to get her back on. She's got a great story. You know, my daughter hates, I have this saying, and it reminded me when we were talking earlier. I say, I cried because I had no shoes, but then I met a man with no feet.
Yeah.
And boy, does that make my daughter angry. I know, Dad. No shoes, no feet.
No, it's true. How many times, you know, we see the homeless and we feel bad for them. And that's after we're complaining about something, you know. I didn't like the dinner or, something stupid, actually. And then you see these people suffering and you go, stop it.
Yeah, we need a positive attitude like Kathy Garber has.
You bet.
That's what I got from the interview. You know, I got excited. What a positive attitude.
Yeah, we need more of that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's our pop star talk for this episode. Now, I hope that all of you enjoyed our walk back in time with programs and stars that made it a special part of our lives and still does today. And I also love that so many issues that we thought were in the past still resonate with us today. So I hope you'll join us for another pop star talk. We'll take that yesteryear journey once again together. Till then, live simply, laugh often, love deeply, and don't forget, dare to dream.
Produced by AutoVita Studios. connect your voice to the world.